Ebola isn't quite in the headlines as much as it was about a month ago, but that doesn't mean it's not still a problem in West Africa. Over 6,000 people have died. More than 17,000 have gotten sick with the virus. The Pentagon has sent U.S. troops to Africa to help fight the disease, and healthcare workers from around the country have also volunteered. We're now about to talk with one of those volunteers from this state. Dr. Elizabeth Talbot is New Hampshire's deputy epidemiologist, and she joins us on the line from Sierra Leone, where she's been for about a month. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Brady.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in Sierra Leone.
My role is with the International Medical Corps. The challenge we have is in certainly building buildings, setting up the Ebola treatment units, but we also need to train clinicians, almost all of whom have not had any experience treating this disease because, really nobody saw this coming. My job is to receive these humanitarian workers, put them through a 7-day training program so that they emerge confident and capable and able to render good, safe care in Ebola treatment centers.
You mentioned that there are buildings going up. So what is the infrastructure like in which part of the country you're in?
I'm in a rather small town called Lonsar, which is 2 hours outside of the capital, Freetown. We have a Ebola treatment center that's open here, and there's also one run by International Medical Corps about an hour down the road in a town called McKinney. The landscape, it's certainly beautiful. It's very tropical, very hot, very humid. I think it's probably well known to the listeners that this part of West Africa is fairly fragile at baseline. So before this ever struck, they struggled with a weak healthcare system, poor infrastructure such as good roads and supply chains for equipment that are needed. So this has been almost an incalculable setback to an area that was fragile already. The International Medical Corps, with whom I work, is already thinking about how are we going to create a healthcare infrastructure when this is over.
Before you left, there were great fears across the country about Ebola coming to the United States and the cases that had been diagnosed here. And what would you want people here to know about what you've seen in West Africa?
I'd be foolhardy not to be concerned for the fact that this epidemic is so widespread and just such intense transmission. So I know that I'm at risk, but I'm doing everything I can to minimize risk. And I certainly want to reassure my community, be it my town or my state, that there are a lot of safety features put in place for the healthcare workers who are returning to the U.S. and then the state's mechanism of quarantine. And remember, too, it's not that easily transmitted. If somebody has virus in their blood, if somebody's actively sick, there has to be an exchange of body fluids. It's not casual, right? So I hope that people are coming to a space where they see that their risk in the U.S. from people like me coming back is extremely low.
Since you said that you don't plan on going out during those 21 days, it prompts the question, what do you plan on doing during that period?
Oh, certainly enjoying my family. I will be very happy to have internet back and a nice hot shower and familiar foods and the whole gamut. I should also add on quickly that I'm going to be working a fair bit from home.
Dr. Elizabeth Talbot, thanks so much for talking with me.
Sure. Pleasure, Brady.